with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Just ahead of next week's debate, President Biden and former President Donald Trump are taking different approaches.
The president is prepping for the debate at the Camp David presidential retreat in Maryland's Catoctin Mountains this week. He'll be spending several days with advisors, including his former White House chief of staff, Ron Klain. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is said not to be engaged in formal debate prep, opting instead for more informal policy discussions. Senior advisor Jason Miller says Trump grants interviews every week and delivers lengthy rally speeches. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. failing to qualify for the debate in Atlanta. Host network CNN says Kennedy fell short of the benchmarks both for state ballot qualification and polling. Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court upholding a tax on foreign income over a challenge backed by business and anti-regulatory interests.
Justices, by a vote of 7-2, left in place a provision of a 2017 tax law that is expected to generate $340 billion, mainly from domestic corporations that park money abroad to shield it from the U.S. taxes. The law was passed by a Republican Congress and signed by then-President Donald Trump. The case attracted outsized attention because it might have led to a decision that would have doomed a wealth tax. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Former Vice President Mike Pence's foundation launching a $10 million campaign to preserve the Trump-era tax cuts. Parts of the 2017 tax bill that became law when Donald Trump was president expire after 2025. The Advancing American Freedom Group is pressing conservatives not to stray from the fight before the elections in November. This is SRN News. Well, Americans weigh in on IVF.
A new Gallup poll finds that most people have no problem with the in vitro fertilization process. 82% say it is morally acceptable versus 10% who say it is not. On the more grave question of what happens to unused embryos, however, Americans are split. 49% say it is morally acceptable to destroy those embryos that are not being implanted, while 43% say no, it's morally wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Florida public school employee facing firing because she allowed her son, who's living as a girl, to play on the girls' high school volleyball team. An anonymous tipster at Monarch High School notified the school board members that the 16-year-old was playing on the girls' varsity volleyball team. That's a violation of Florida state law. This is SRN News.
Stock indexes edge back to from their records, weighed down by a rare dip for Wall Street darling NVIDIA. Following a mixed set of reports on the economy, the S&P 500 slipped 0.3% from its all-time high set before Wednesday's holiday for financial markets. The NASDAQ also pulled back from its record, falling 0.8%. The Dow beat the market with a gain of 0.8%. NVIDIA gave up an early gain and fell 3.5%. The Dow was up 300 points to close at 39,134. The NASDAQ lost 140 points to 17,721. The S&P 500 dropped 13 to 54.73. New York oil rose 60 cents to $82.17 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Jason Walker.